Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Baganda ba Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Baganda batukuvu nga Ibrahim, Isaka ne Yakobo.
Brethren of the holy ones, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Baganda ba malaika batukuvu.
Brethren of the holy angels.
Mukulikeyo mu service ze tuyisemo.
Welcome back from the service we've finished.
Asubira okoleddwa bulungi.
Let me hope you've been done good.
Mbulizane era ku muganda.
You can still greet your brethren.
Ndio mugambe dala Mukama akoze bulungi.
Tell them has God done good to you.
Agenda kuongera bulungi.
He's going to continue to do the more goodness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We want
to move on in the other service of ours. And still we thank God
that
helped us, have holding us up to today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in the midst of us, there are visitors who never introduced themselves. But that is my work to introduce them to you. Praise Jesus much.
The
Bible says in the Exodus
20,
you honor your father and your mother. You honor your father and your mother. Hebrews 12:9 and says, we had our physical fathers. Me too, I'm a human being. And me too, I was born. Even though I speak as the word of God is,
but
there are people who don't show you their parents.
And you reach to think
maybe they are angels who knocked on the world. I'm not an angel of the church, but I'm apostle of the church who was born by parents. You know, even the Lord Jesus,
he
too had physical parents. Where there was the steward Joseph, even the mother in the flesh, Mary. Praise Jesus much. This day, we hosted our physical parents. Even both sides. We too don't know how it happened like that. On the both sides. Let me call Prophet Deborah here. Have you seen her father before? We too
would
be surprised how it happened. And we left it to the Lord who prepared it. Now we
too
want to introduce our parents.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Who knows this one? That is my sister.
You are
all my sister, but someone I pass with every place, they don't refuse me. And they tied us. If you say you don't speak a word about that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those who didn't know and you looked for me, I'm not being searched. I don't know whether she's searching. Every day you didn't know I'm married. I am married. I have three children. But I did knock on the wall.
And
she didn't just knock like that. We want to welcome our elders and those who've escorted them. They come to greet us.
I think you come,
everyone can see you. We too were born. Don't say an apostle speaks wisdom, maybe he's an angel. No, don't waste your time. Let us worship God. We have our parents.
mukono gweno
on this side,
ne kumukono gweno
even on the left.
Katiba nendo zakampo ono
kazi ndaro. Let me begin this side.
Ya basuka
is the one to be first to introduce us.
Mukama face kwise bazibuyo.
Praise the Lord Jesus much.
Ye bazibuyo.
Praise him who was pleased this day to happen. We give him glory and honor. This is one is my elder. The physical father. But in those I've remained with. This one is one of the father. He's going to speak for himself. May God bless you. Praise Jesus. I am called Charles. This one is my daughter. This one is my in-law son. I resided in Tebe Abaita Babiri. And when you reach Entebbe and you ask Charles Bongano, they will straight bring you my home. Thank you so much. May God bless you. Father, we are happy to see you. This is where we are with these brethren. Our sisters and our brothers, they love us much. Proof from where they have seen you. You too, they love you. For they love even those far. This is the father we remain in Uganda. But in Congo side, there are many others. So the fathers are from their Congo. But they came in Uganda. I think the main mission which brought them.
All the
names they are of that side. But the father who is today, the direct father, this one is the elder, but he unclothed the body.
In the
beginning he was there. That
this
I was 18 and a half years.
We
were very young. The other was 16 and a half. He took care of us. He accepted us to begin life. But he left the dates to us.
We're
going to introduce.
Our
production of 18 years and 16 years. You two, you know it. Now retain that debt.
You
I knew why God brought them. They prayed for us, but the father told us, when you will get money, you will resume that occasion. He had a great hope. Accepted us to be together.
But he
told us, we shall not go to introduce
in
Congo. And we cannot go there. You know they saw that side like snakes. And the others. But they are sweet to them. No good food thrown
at
God. Now the dead is for all of us as the church.
That
we pay what we ought to. Now let's get to the other side. I think when you look at me well, the nose.
Yes,
praise Jesus. My physical father.
So,
I didn't just knock. And the physical mother. I think you've seen her before. Oh
no.
This one, he chased me from the breast. The one he has come with, she takes and we exchange. We thank God. Even my elder is down there.
Musumba Mwanje,
Pastor Mwanje, you can wait for them. God has done a work in us. We still have a debt. In here, many people have gotten saved from Lugazi,
the
place I was birthed and I grew from. How many people here from Lugazi? Those I started with, those I grew up with in Lugazi, the number of them, others maybe they've not come. God's done a work in us.
Let
give the Father greet in a few words. Praise the Lord so much. Me too, I'm happy to find you today. I've come before you. This your pastor and your brother. Me too, I'm happy today to be before you here. And I'm going to introduce my name. My name is Godi Godi. Godi Godfrey.
Yes. Davona.
Yes, sir. I sit in Lugazi.
Kawolo.
What?
Yeah,
in Sagazi.
Ni Mabira Forest.
Kumpine Mabira Forest.
Awetu wangalide.
That's where we lived.
Okumalaka sera kona.
For all the time.
Era wenazali na nemuganda wa muno ni mwanyina mwe.
This is your brother.
Sina bingi byenyenda kuogera nyo.
No much I'm to speak.
Olwesa nyo eringi.
For the much joy.
Era nange ndi mu kubo.
Me too, I'm on the way.
Ndoko keje muli.
I will be saved to you.
Omonyani bizya.
There's a Uganda proverb say that the young son has sounded a drum and the old one are dancing. And because of that, I will be saved. And I pray much. Okay, God be with you. Praise the Lord, brethren. I thank God for seeing you once again. I'm named Naiga Ariet. This one is my husband. When we birth children, our children, glory and honor I give it to God. This one chased me from the breast, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't speak. He came very early next to me. He chased me, pushed me aside. I almost didn't grow fat. Let him to greet you. Brethren, God is good. I'm so happy that we are all here. And I'm happy indeed. I'm named Semuju. I didn't move alone. Even my wife is here. Reverend, God is good all the time. I'm named Nakaunde Immaculate.
I'm
trying to be with you this day. Okay, let's let them go down seat. Thank you for coming to see us. It's one date. Apostle Paul spoke of it. He said, what I pray for my brethren is what I yearn for. They will be saved.
But
they have the zeal for God. But understanding is what's been lacking. But we've had hope. Father spoke that is to be saved.
Mama,
the mother, she got saved. Those who confused her, the pastors,
as
you know, things of pastors, she will get back. Our father from Abaita, but still in the religion, saved there. It is about to stand. And the brother too, you will get back. We too are to serving God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, Lord, if committed the ark to them, you cast it aside, it's very bad. God's given us a work in that family. You
have
come from different families
and
handle the work of the call of Uganda on behalf of other nations.
Believe
not to leave out our parents if they have the faith. We have nowhere to
live.
But faith is not forced, but comes from hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we want to move on in our service the second.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Nothing we're going to study of much, but it's one thing. The words to all of us and our visitors, that whoever comes to God, it requests them to believe he is there.
And
how can they believe him except when they hear his word? For many of us say that we believe God. If we can't give his word time, there is no faith there. We want to study like this. Whoever cometh to God requires of them first believe God exists. How can they believe without hearing his word? And then we call all of you to come hear the word of God, to move on to hearing him. It's the heading to study right now, that when you come to God, requires you to first believe he is there, and he can reward all of those who seek for him. How can you believe him when you've not heard his word? And we want to mobilize all of you together with our parents, that coming to God and believing him,
you're made
to sit where the counsel of his words are. We request you always get time. Every person
you
say believe in God, to seek much the word of God, to understand it. Without understanding the word of God, there is much perversion. Even the truth ceases to be in the midst of people for not seeking much the word of God. Most of us seek what we want from God,
yet
want to sit in his words, to understand him, even to know his rightful ways. But this day, let's study of that word. According to Hebrews, we are told, he who cometh to God,
it's
required of them to first believe, and this God exists. Hebrews 11 and verse 6.
Beblania esura ya 10 nemo olinyolo omukaga.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
Era wataba kukiriza tekinzika kusimibwa kubanga jeri Katonda chimugwanira kukiriza na Katonda wali era nga ye mugabe wempera eri aba bamunonya.
Yes, you was
praise right. Jesus man.
Era watali kukiriza.
And without faith,
teri kufe ayizo kusanyisa Katonda.
None of us can please God.
For
whoever cometh to God requires them to first believe that God exists and is the rewarder
unto
all who seek for him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have a saying which says, when you meet a wizard, you speak God, they say they believe him. When you meet people in religions, they say they believe God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you find someone in salvation, which is false, then you can say they believe God. But that one cometh through the true God, requires them to believe God exists. But how can they believe Him except when they hear the word of God? But what is this? Even Satan believes that God exists, and then he fears of that. Threatening thing on Satan, even his fallen angels. Though they believe God is there, but they have not that faith of hearing the word and to do it. Now many of us who say we believe God, yet the problem, don't have rightful faith of hearing the word of God. We have stories and stories. We have different talks and stories about God. The Bible speaks in James. You say you believe. If the God is there, you do good. Even demons believe. Yet the way demons believe, many people, it's what they have. They believe God is there. They are not ready to hear His word, even to do as His word is. According to James chapter 2,
Yakobe sura ya kubiri onyole 19.
James 2 verses 19.
Okiriza nga Katonda aliyomu okola bulungi. Era ne basitani bakiriza ne bakankana.
Okiriza.
You believe
nga Katonda aliyomu.
That God is one.
Echo ekisokerwako abantu bonna bakola kirungi.
First thing, all people do good.
Yet
remember one thing.
Ne basitani bakiriza.
Even demons believe.
Ne bakiriza bali.
How do they believe? Because God is there.
I didn't know
and them to say is one God. Them to are small gods.
And
they give honors to themselves. Them to believe. Just as you speak out there. In the wizards where you move by, in your religions, even in the false salvation, you believe God is there. God is one. It's good you do good. Remember always one thing. Even demons believe. Don't believe as His word is. Don't attach on actions of that word. There many is where we fall by. Most of us believe God is there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But what throws us, faith which is rightful, Bible speaks of it in the Romans. Romans 10,
and
the verse 17.
Balumi esula ya kumi, olunyirwa kumi na msamu.
Romans 10 verse 17.
Kale okukiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Mukama.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti kale okukiriza
faith
kuva mu kuwulira
cometh from hearing
n'okuwulira ekigambo kya
Mukama. And hearing the word of God. That's one of the things which begins to differentiate us. The faith of the devils that they believe God is there. The faith of some religions which are false. Even the false salvation.
When they say
now enter in faith, yet there is no door. Many people say we believe in God. Remember one thing. Even Satan believes that one. Even fallen angels. Even demons. How will you differentiate yourself from them? In people who totally believe God. Romans 10:17 says, and that faith cometh from hearing and hearing the word of God. You think of this. Always God being this wizard. You go in the shrine and they tell you, grandchild, now we give you the herbs. But if God wills, things will work for you. And now you wonder. Even in the shrine, they have spoken God. Means here, truth is God. It's true that the devils believe God exists, yet they don't want to hear His word. One of the problems we have,
you say,
where you pass, you believe God.
It's
true, you do good. But the problem, you don't want to sit in the council of his words. Don't want to hear his words, even to do it.
For
the rightful faith is one of God, coming from hearing and hearing the word of God. Many times,
they've
been in the fake salvation. And they say, raise your faith. Enter in faith. And you ask yourself, faith has a door. If it has a door, it's broad to what extent? How can I begin to enter in it? In the rightful faith.
For
Bible says, in these latter days, many will abandon the faith. How can someone depart from the faith? Today people say they believe. They don't do as the word of God is. Proof they're not in the rightful faith. In believing the one true God. Even the Christ Jesus has said. They have this saying we believe God exists. They have no old character. Even on that which can show that they are in faith of truth. According to the 1 Timothy 4, the Lord speaks like this.
First Timothy 4,
from verses 1.
Nayo moya yogera lwatunti, munaku ezoluvanyuma, waliba wabaliva mukukiriza, ngaba ulireme ejichamia, nokuyigiriza kwaba sitani.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus, man. That the Spirit speaks openly in the latter days, those we are in today. That there are people who will depart from the faith and they hear deceiving spirits, the spirits of the devils, and the teaching of the demons. And when
they'll
be in that faith,
the
Bible says they will begin to abolish some eatings.
You
will find some religions, they don't eat this, don't touch this, don't do that. Different conditions. What I speak is this: whoever cometh to God, they meant to first believe God exists,
and
they can be given a reward which dwells to the eternal life. But it is very hard to believe without hearing his word. Many of us, we are beaten in religions. Wouldn't have spoken religions are not good.
But
what makes them not good? Not being there the word of God.
It
means there is no faith there of God.
Yet,
believing of the devils. Religion in many religions. Someone can go in the shrine and they come gather for fellowship. And it's no wrong to them. It's reached a point
that
those who say they are born again and you say that prophet I know is false, but it's something I want. Let me first go to him that he does it to me. I'll get back in the faith after.
When
God will accuse a false prophet, you worked a miracle, you'll be accused. Doesn't accuse only those who do them, even those who support them. Now you became a supporter in going there.
You
see me, I'm not a wizard, but I got a big problem. Let me go, and they order me. When I leave, I go away of things of sorcery. Those are ways of people. God left you that problem to see whether you love him with all your heart, with all your soul. Then he will come to heal you. But he knew now, test them with his test, that sickness, let me see. If they will seek for me, or they will seek for Satan. If you go to Satan, the reward of Satan, you will get it.
You
know it's for destruction. Speak this to you, brethren. This is the generation perverted.
Yeah,
people deceived, they have faith. Yet they have no faith. They don't accept even hear the word of God. They love
much
things which please their
heart.
The reason you've fallen in problems of the false prophets, false religion, even the fake salvation. Time of being in the faith of God. Let me sit in the council of God's
word.
I can hear them, understand them. That ceased to be in us. And someone seated here. He said, new generation.
I said, prayed for
a woman, she had failed to deliver. 1 year and a few months, like two. And the pregnancy is on her. They prayed, the woman delivered. She instantly delivered in her home. Me too, take me there. You remember our sister last Sunday? The one the pregnancy had remained on her. She gave birth very well, even in a house, alone. Because we are not in the moment of giving testimony. Up to 26th. You would have seen them here. Things are working. It's the word of God. It's what we are onto now here. We're not in anything else. I want to encourage you. You who cometh to God, take faith high level. That is there. But you can't take it. Diligently be in his words. Where power ceases to be in us. And the word ceases to be in us. The power of you to belong, even your failing, it comes that the word ceases to be in you.
So
you had it in a few minutes, Satan can blow it out of your mind. God say, I will not forsake you. I will never forsake you. That time you don't see it there. Because you don't always count that it is renewed in you.
These
things of religion. You know when you finish Hail Mary, we go to our Lord's Prayer and we give tithe. And they read us a little word. You know it is
Vatican
from Vatican moving all over the world. After they read it, they say, the word of the evangel has ended there. Don't dare add it on words. It ended where we've spoken it. Now in fake salvation, they are in making you party.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And you are doing those things. There is no understanding to concentrate not the word of God, yet we are always moving and you speak. But I believe God. I believe God. Even devils move safe. God indeed I believe is there. When you see what they do, even you, things you do prove to you. What you move by, they are enough for you to prove whether you believe or you are in the believing of the devils. Let's get back to James. We see what really disqualifies them. What disqualifies the devils who say they believe God? What is that? Going back to James chapter 2. James 2 verses 19.
Okiriza nga Katonda aliyomu okola bulungi. Era ne basitaani bakkiriza ne bakankana. Olunya olwabiri.
Verse 20.
Oyagala okutegeera gwe omuntu ataliimu.
What disqualifies the devils? Their actions and their works. Do they believe God?
If
you find Satan trembling, they shouldn't call Jesus for me. You have Jesus and they are trembling. They believe. but their actions. You check yourself. You believe God is there. How are your actions standing? You go in the shrine, or to the false prophet, or you first go into fornication and adultery, and you say, I'll get back. God is there. He waits for you. You will find he too is left.
And you find
Satan hold your hand and you both move to hell. Many people have those characters.
And
though we are seated both all here,
the
character of the believer of the devils, it sometimes come in us. And you lose, and you say you believe. But this God, he segregates. Others are rich. He makes me poor.
Huh.
Why do you think you're poor yourself? God is the problem, you think?
Or
it is you the problem? Those two, let's speak of them.
Many of
you complain to God. Not, is not a God of justice. He makes others rich. And others leaves them poor. According to you two, how you see yourself, if you were rich before you knew the word of God, how would you have been? And you've seen people
get
money and they don't know God. And what they turn out to be. Wanted him to leave you. He said no. Let me be poor. I retain them through that. That every time they come pray to me, I will speak things to them of believing. He left it as a trap. And you'll find yourself
not
many who believe they come when they are rich. Why? If he gave you wealth and you're out there, you wouldn't have come to God. Very few come. And he said, it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. At least a camel pressed it in the hole of a needle. You know how a camel is big? Even hole of a needle, you can compare that? Get a big camel. Go back, get a needle. See a camel.
Compare
how God tries much.
And
squeezes it through that hole.
It
comes out through the end. More than a rich person entering the kingdom of God. My God. People have problems and
corruption.
I want to tell you this. I don't say be poor kinda. That you'll enter heaven. Though you will be poor.
And you
don't get right faith. You still go hell. God
had
captured you just a little there.
Not
that he wanted you to be poor. But he knew. The rich have no time to seek for him.
They have
time to look for money. You check yourself first. When you got a deal of money, do you still fellowship well? I'm going to do business. You know they have called me.
That's right.
Man, in the church, it keeps them poor. At least you will seek me more. I want to give you another. You prove you are in his faith.
And
that you come to him. Even faith, which comes from hearing. And hearing his word. And you are a worker of that word. You do it. God will give you, not worried of you.
When
he speaks in Psalms. And he say, give them to eat and get
blessed.
He gave in the world, he said, let them eat. If they don't know me, let them eat. And he said, this one, my child, don't give him. Let me move with them here. What do you want?
Car.
Get a bicycle.
When I
give you a car, I will no more have you.
Njagala nyumba
a solid house. Get of two-room house. Don't go from me. You still ask a solid house with me. No. Me, I learned it.
I
knew when I come to God, I have to believe Him. I hear His word. I do it without doubting it. All days. He said, my son, come, I give you. You asked very well. Wisdom and understanding. You'll be given all the rest you've not asked. Me, I ask Him wisdom and understanding of His word.
Amen.
He said all the rest be given. Cars to come, the lands, houses. He's not worried of me. You know how he's worried of you? You know how he is worried of you? You know how God is worried of you? Go get time inquire from him.
He comes to
tell you how he's worried of you to give you things of the world. Those they call curses. They are curses of
God.
Yet you are born again. No one cursed you. God refused to give you.
For
he's worried of you the way you believe in him. You check in your heart to see what is there. You prove if he gives you. You're 100 billions of money now. The time you gave him, understand, hear his word, whether you get it again. I discovered God has never refused to give us things.
It,
no one comes to God and he heals him free. He said, he cometh to him,
puts
them to believe, and God exists. How, and how will they believe?
Except for you.
And he's a rewarder of all who seek for him. Ask, I've fought him how long? And where did you seek him from? On the mountains? He told you seek him in the mountains? According to Isaiah 34:16, showed you where you seek him from. You climbed mountains.
You moved in
the overnights. He says, you seek for me. I am everywhere, but you can't see me. Except when you read me in my book. Let's read there. The Lord, I sought you all day. Why did you come from your heaven? He said, you. Giving you a car, it needs me come from heaven for that.
What else have you come from heaven?
As the car it down, don't fell down from heaven. The God we ask is in heaven. I don't know whether you saw cars fall from heaven. As they fell from heaven. What we ask is on this world. But the one we ask is in heaven. Look, what you want is on the earth. You ask it from the one in heavens. Why don't you just pick them?
It
puts a hindrance in, lest you get lost with them. Let's read we here. Isaiah 34:16.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na kimu. Tewali be kiribula kinnaakyo. Kubanga kamwa kange kekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikunganyiza.
Olide bulungi.
Have you heard well? When he sends you to seek for him,
agannonya mu kitabo
kya. He said, look for me in my book.
Era kufubula wangu okisoma.
Try to see that you read it.
For
none of them will lack its mates. The mouth of the Lord
commanded.
The Holy Spirit gathered.
Everything
you need to know of God and His help. Unto you. He gathered all of them. Now not many who want much to know the word of God. But they speak to their hearts. Perhaps they believe God.
How did you
know you believe him?
A wizard,
they say they believe God.
According
to what they do.
Many
of us have that heart.
Come here,
you say you believe Jesus.
You
don't have time for the word.
You are
on a needle even this time.
You say,
if it's not this who brought me, I would have run away from here.
Going
in miracles. How come they have not prayed for them?
You came
for miracles of who?
Of Satan
or of God?
And
the miracles of God.
He will
not ask you anything else, but he wants you to know him.
And
the rest will freely give you.
It
doesn't ask anything in being healed, to raise the
dead,
to provide, to give you jobs, to move your nation. It
doesn't
ask a single coin. But the debt of knowing him,
of
believing him in truth.
And you
commit yourself here to the word of God, even to do it.
This is where
he tells you
in Jeremiah 23,
verses 18,
that did you sit
in the counsels of his words?
No, no,
no, mark the words of God. Jeremiah 23 verses
18. Kubanga ni yali atudde mukama watesezee bigambo. Ategere awulire kigambo kye. Ani yali yetegereza ekigambo kyange nakiwulira. Olwe 19 laba kibuyaga wa mukama kye kiruyi kye. Afulumye we wawo kibuyago wa manyi aligwa ku mutwe gwa babi.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
he asks you a question. You say you believe him.
Have
you sat in the castles of his words?
And
you mark and analyze the word of God.
And
here you perceive it well. You begin to do as his word is.
May
I wonder that salvation which is twisted, that in people out there,
and
then you come for fellowship,
if there
is nowhere you are writing, even the one who is written, you write rough work,
no one can even
understand.
If
they tell you tomorrow, speak them to us.
You don't
know who wrote them.
And
you say, what also did I write?
That
you have come to God.
You know,
I don't rebuke you of cases today,
but
I speak and it's the instruction of God.
And instructs
us as children
that
you say you believe
me,
but you don't believe me well.
You
have a believing of Satan, your actions, even the wrong faith,
which
doesn't come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yet
you walk, say, I believe God. God rain makes the rainfall fall. He grows the plants. He is God. But the shrine is on your side. Now we ask, what about the shrine? He's for what? This is my forefather. He's for what? You know, if I failed in something, this group for father of mine.
Now,
those who didn't know their fathers and they died long, who will help them? For father tells you bring a cow and
you
say, I don't have
to say,
God help me get a cow for my forefather, the demons. Let me tell you, see, you go think of this word. Every day you say you believe God, you have been doing good. But the problem is, even devils believe, and even they tremble. And say their problem is the faith which makes it wrong, dead, the actions that
you
can't do what you've not heard.
Doing
the right thing of God,
you must
hear the word of God,
which
directs you what to do and what you shouldn't do.
Now,
don't give out time for the word of God.
How
you know what to do and what you shouldn't do?
It
means you do wrong things in the wrong faith of the devil. And me, I'm not surprised. If you, out there, you say you believe God. Me too, I believe you believe him. But your faith is dead. Verse 22, it says, it's very hard for someone to
can't
live all the evil ways except when they have been proclaimed to the word of God.
Now,
do you want heaven? Ask a question before we move on. Who wants to go to hell? You don't want?
Okay.
How many want to go to heaven? All of you want heaven. Now, how are we to reach there?
Satan
believes God is one. He does wrong things not here on the word of God. They chased him from heaven. Now, will you be the come in the world and enter heaven? And you have the same faith of the devil, Satan? Now, what will help you
is
be in the faith of God. It's going to be one thing. Hearing the word of God.
It shows
you light you will move by to reaching heaven. Read me verse 22 we hear.
Jeremiah 23:22. Kale bandi uliza abantu bange bigambo byange era bandi bachusiza okuleke kubo lyawe bi nobubi obwe bikolwa byawe
ntengeri yemu.
It is one way. If these religious people, the pastors, they start perceiving the word of God and bring you to understand the word of God, then you leave your evil ways and you cease from his action.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But even religion,
when
someone wrote them a paper, they read there and they say the message of today from the Archbishop, you plant more food and you make and dig your roads in the day of the mouth of the Pope. It's a message of the Pope. This Bible has such a message. I'm not abusing people.
Now,
those are works of the local council chairman in the village. Show us how we shall plant food to dig roads and the wells.
Now,
the religious people
this,
they had to lighten more light about God through the, his word. Someone reads the message of the year. The message of this year, put the one you want
in
people who are in charge of the lights. Go back and you dig your graveyards. You get blessings. That is why they speak.
Mwagalanenga,
you love each other
no kutuka Yesu
until Jesus will come back. And how many scriptures has he backed? You know, I don't want to scorn people. But faith which is not hearing the word of God is dead. All those are stories. And people of sin. People of religion. Catholics, Catholics Advent. And the fake salvation. And the wizards.
Most these
of wizards, okay, put aside. They don't have books. You know, Satan, don't have a book to read. Please have a book.
They
to proclaim you the word of God. I want to ask, what faith do they put in you? And I,
you
will reach heaven. He wanted much from God. I want you to remember one moment. And you sit in the ecclesia. You are settled very comfortable like that. You even snore in the service. And you feel Hail Mary. You know how to flow when you are snoring even. Though you sleep, you can wake up and catch up. There is no new thing.
These
are the fake salvation.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You can
wake up. Amen. For that something, there's nothing new.
But here,
when you sleep, you miss the message. You can't catch up. You miss
the word
of God many times. And you wake up, you are struggling to catch up. Where are they?
Jeremiah,
we ended when we were in James.
The
pastor comes with one verse and he cones you and you carry those chairs, make noise and they make God
and
has no ways, things to speak to us. It's not scorning. Some people say, but the apostle of that place, youthful life is troubling him. If I'm scorning, how many did you learn? And you out there, how many did you learn on the word of God? And you say you believe God, yet prove you
have
been the faith of the devils. Don't give them here the word of God, even to doing it. They line you up on miracles. Those with 10 million, 30 million, 40.
No simba.
You line up with your money. It means in your head. Matthew 10,
7
and 8 is not there.
Matthew 10,
7 and 8 says, God
reached
the kingdom of heaven is drawn near.
Yes,
demons,
Muzukizaba,
raise the dead, heal the sick,
freely
you're given, you too freely
give.
I find you lining up
that
they're going to heal you. No, you have no faith. If you knew that scripture, do you think you would have lined up? This one brings Jericans. They're lining up for holy water.
If
you knew the hand of God and the way it heals, you wouldn't have gone to go for water lining up. The man was in the well, on the pool, spent 38 years. He has the man throw him in the pool to be healed. Jesus brought faith. When you believe him, you're healed.
He
told him, get your bed and go. He told me on healing, the other told him, after the one to throw me, from the pool, the angel comes, he has water, the young strong boys go ahead of me. And you fell in one person in the entire pool. It's you healed. Others have encamped there. He told him no. It's not for falling in the pool, get water. You carry your bed, move away. And now you go with Jericans like they have shown. And you line up, you've gone to God, give you holy water. Everyone with a jerrycan. What
do
you do this?
Instead
of getting holy water, get a holy God and be with him. For he doesn't finish. But your 10 liter of water, it will finish.
Get
Holy Spirit flow as streams of living waters. He never finishes. Now, brethren,
as
summarize cause of time, let us think like this. You believe God exists. You do good. Even demons believe. What faith perhaps? That's what they call the dead faith.
It
speaks of it like this in James.
Let's
get back to James chapter 2.
James 2 verse
20.
Nayo yagala okutegeera we omuntu atalimu ngo kukiriza watali bikolwa tekuliko chekugasa ulabini molumu Ibrahimu jajafe te yaweba butuki livulwa bikolwa kubanga yawayo Isaka omwana we kuchoto ulabini mwebili ulaba ngo kukiriza okukiriza kwakolera wamu nebikolwa bye era olwokukiriza kwe kwatukirizibwa olw'ebikolwa bye olwabiri mu esatu ekyawandiikibwa ne kituukirira ekyogera nti Ibulayimu n'akkiriza Katonda ne kimubalirwa okuba omutuukirivu n'ayitibwa mukwano gwa Katonda
olw'okukkiriza okuliko ebikolwa
by the faith which has works
nga n'okukkiriza okwo maze mpulira ddala kigambo kya Katonda kye kigamba
heard what the word of God says after being living as his word is to do that work, you become a friend of God. Let me ask a question. Do you have a friend and he has all and they don't give you? Why do you think God doesn't give you? You've never been his friend. Let me tell you, you are not his friend.
But
there are contentions you're having with him. But the hatred comes from where you have the face of the devils. Don't want to hear the word of God. When you hear it, you don't want to do it. And you're not a friend of him and you become enemies.
Yet
you say you have faith. Now see, you have contentions with God. But I hope they end today. You have contentions with God. But I'm hoping they end today.
For you
understood where they based. That faith you had it, but dead faith. It's of the devils. Faith hanging. God, I believe him okay. You think God, he wasted his time. He got his prophets. He's an apostle. And they work with the Holy Spirit. And they gather the Bible. To be there and we're just looking at it.
He's
going to beat that day. For he gives a reward to all who seek him and those who don't seek him. If they say he's a rewarder of those who seek him, even those who don't seek him, he gives them a reward of hell and the lake of fire. Why God in this issue is serious?
He
tells you all things will pass away. But his word, it will never pass away. Why is serious on it? Hold my word. All will pass away. You will get rich. You will get poor in hell for not believing God. You ask Luke, the rich man. Luke 16, 19 to 25.
The
rich man got rich in the world.
The
poverty of not believing and not knowing God is waited him on the door. When he unclothed the body, he was in hell. No one sent him water to drink. You think riches benefited
him?
Church, I want to tell you this. God's not refused to give you in what you need. But there are contentions you had with him, you were not friends with him.
Now,
all contentions is the same. I chose and I called you. I have to tie you right here on the drop. What do you want? Father, I want a car. Give them a bicycle. You keep footing. Lord, I want a house. At least 3 rooms. Build them one room, small. They remain asking me. And when they ask me too, I'll speak things to them. That is the church why many are poor by that. If we did come to be poor,
Acts
chapter 4 says, they believed in the word and held it, none of them lacked. All of them got rich.
Era Bible ne gamba.
And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 14 and 15,
there shouldn't
be a poor amongst you. What can we do fight poverty? Just pray
job
for you. When they walk, stand strong. Who will watch over them?
The one protect them,
your faith is like of the devils. How will he keep this? We want to pray jobs for you and the goodness of God, but most of all, even if
you are going
to hold the goodness of God. Let's finish in the James.
Yakobo esula yakubiri olunyiro lwabiri mwesatu.
James 2:23.
Ekyawandiikibwa ne kituukirira ekyogera nti Ibulayimu nakkiriza Katonda ne kimubalira okuba omutuukirivu n'ayitibwa mukwano gwa Katonda. Olwabiri mwennya, mulaba ng'omuntu aweebwa obutuukirivu lwa bikolwa so si lwa kukkiriza kwokka. Abiri mu ttaano, era ne Lakabu omwenzi bw'atyo teyaweebwa butuukirivu lwa bikolwa kubanga yasembeza ababaka n'abayisa mu kkubo eddala. Olwabiri mu omukaaga, kubanga ng'omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe guba nga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
Nga bw'olaba,
as you see,
nga omwoyo gwe baguggyemu,
and your spirit is gotten out,
kati ogwo omubiri ogusigadde,
now the remaining body,
kusobola okubeera okukkiriza nti weeguli naye ng'aguyamba,
but the one who helps it
to
move and do everything, it is the spirit has been gotten out. So you say you believe, you will be a dead body which has no spirit in it. Till you put in the spirit
of
the life to move all the things
before,
to attach on works of righteousness. Look at this. The example is good. The body dead, what can it do? It moves to go to nations. It does business. It drives a car. But look,
as it
has no spirit which moves the things. Even the faith you have without works, it makes you a dead body in the business. It's not shifting. How will she shift? Acts are dead. If you've got a little faith, that's the body. But the action is the spirit of the body. Now faith is the body which moves all. Those in the kingdom of God, it's a body.
But the spirit
to bring the life to move
it,
what the need of God, it must be backed with actions.
Now,
thank you for having faith all that long. And it's of the devils. You've been a dead body of faith even. But
arise
your feet, we pray for your life, for your faith.
God,
help you put on actions. Help you seek more of believing him, coming from hearing his word,
and
your attention works of righteousness, that you can be in the living faith which will move your good life, what you need in life in the serving of God. If
you've not
been with a dead body of faith, you stand on your feet. Lord, we thank you. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you, give you glory and honor. We thank you for this moment, even in your presence. We
came
on your mountain, and we've come to fulfill Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 and 26.
That
don't forsake fellowship as the man of others is. He told us, King of Kings,
1
Corinthians chapter 14
verse 13.
24 and down. When you come to gathering, must be 26. Is there a revelation? Is there an explanation? All should be done. All edifying the church. Oh Lord, we came. If we believe, you teach us to prophet. On this day, you promised us in verse 17, I'm God teaching you to prophet. And I show you the way you are to take. Oh Lord, we came on your mountain. As promised,
Lord,
Amen.